Hello friends, our groups today that have prepared are Ukraine, Kiev 1, Nikolaev, Sochi, Volga, and Tbilisi. Let's read our first excerpt. We have gathered here to establish a society for all those who wish to follow the path and method of Baal HaSulam, the way by which to climb the degrees of man. Again, we have gathered here to establish a society for all who wish to follow the path and method of Baal HaSulam, the way by which to climb the degrees of man.
Volga, please. Yeah. Hello, everyone, friends. The friends, they said I should begin the Congress, and for some reason, I recalled our Congress in February. You know, I'm with Bnei Baruch for 10 years already, and I was never in Israel before, and I wanted to come to the February Congress for the very first time. I really prepared myself for it, and they stopped me at the border. And they said that, no, it won't work out for you to get to the Congress. And once I heard from one of the friends that it is necessary to achieve such a state that as if you're always at a Congress, that you're on the morning lesson. It's a Congress, you're meeting the friends, it's a Congress. And, you know, when they told me to turn around and go back at the border, I got this hope. A hope that sometime I'll find myself at a Congress with friends, and never again will I have to leave this Congress. And with this dream, friends, I came to you today, here and now, in order to be with you, in order to be next to you, in order to be at this Congress with this dream of being with the friends. And so let's start. Volodya, Kiev, please continue.
Друзья, всем привет. Ну, хотел такую зарисовку.
Hello, friends. I wanted to give such a depiction that the years go by, and every day a lesson, every day we study, every day Rav pushes us to reach revelation of the Creator. He says here, the Creator is right next to us. And you're like a blind person, told despair. Where is that Creator? Why isn't He giving you a sign? And I look at the friends. One says Lechaim. One disseminates. A third teaches. The fourth awakens the friend. Each one does something. And it seems that they're constantly concealing the Creator from me. And I need my attention to constantly go somewhere so I get mad at everything. And suddenly I discover that that was the Creator, and I was just pushing them, the friends. And that revelation was like an explosion. It turns the whole world from inside out. It's great happiness and like this quiet warmth. I heard this morning in the lesson that Rosh Hashanah is when we discover that the whole world is controlled by the Creator. The whole world is controlled by me, that discovers that I am my friends. L'chaim.
Yeah, friends, it's a Congress every day. Every day there are friends. Every day we renew our vut. Every day.
Знаю, друг, протянешь руку мне, когда я сорвусь с горы в пути, не оставишь одного во тьме, будешь мне светить. И не предашь, когда оставят все, заслонишь меня собою беды, мне не страшен стыд мой и успех. Где рядом ты? Ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-лай. Ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-ла-лай. Ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-ла-лай. И когда горячие пески, остановят караван во мгле три воды, последние глотки принесешь ко мне. И не придешь, когда оставят всех, заслонишь меня собою от беды. Мне не страшен стыд твой успех, когда рядом ты. Ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-лай,
Yeah, and
we are in excerpt number 2. And although we have not yet achieved this goal, we have the desire to achieve it, and this too should be appreciated by us. For even though we are at the beginning of the way, we do hope to achieve the exalted goal. Again, from Rabash, first article, Purpose of Society. And although we have not yet achieved this goal, we have a desire to achieve it. And this too should be appreciated by us, even though we are at the beginning of the way. We do hope to achieve the exalted goal.
Вопрос на активный семинар.
Question for an active workshop. How do we climb in the degrees of man during this lesson? Again, how do we climb in the degrees of man during this lesson? Active workshop.
We rise the degrees of man exactly by the means, by what we're doing here between us, that we've gathered everybody together around the whole world to celebrate a new state. And this state is being revealed already for a few months. And just as Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year, so it's also the beginning of this state. But truly we see how Rav is speaking about that we're entering this new state, and Rav is also saying that this Rosh Hashanah is everybody's Rosh Hashanah, all of humanity. So we need to celebrate it, and mainly to rise to the suitable degree of unity.
We're climbing the degrees of man, listening to the friends that just talked, that give an example and giving us our hope and showing us their persistence and the love of friends that they project. We're climbing in the degrees of man. We're going against our desire. And the friends, they care about you. And we're getting used to thinking less about ourselves.
I'm with Itzik. Ascending the degrees of man is as much as man in this world annuls himself, as much as he doesn't look at what he thinks and feels or understands, but he is adhered to the friends and to the Rav and to the Kabbalists, and then he can come out of that connection between us. But only in annulment, that's all it depends on.
We start with coming to the lesson with one desire, one heart, not in order to hear this lesson in our intellect, but to really be connected to the Creator's desire and to drink what our teacher has to give us, not for ourselves, but to have the ability to pass it on, everything that we receive.
We will rise in the degrees of man if we more and more will connect in the ten, connect between us, perform mutual actions, like those clips we've been doing in the last few days, the last period. And in this lesson specifically, we need as much as we can to be connected as a pipeline, a conduit to the world. And from there to remember that there's none else besides Him, that He's the good that does good. In our prayers, include our friends that don't feel so good, that maybe are going through difficult times, and give all the friends the forces they need. Chaim.
We are all one body. We don't always feel that way, sometimes a bit more. But we're bestowing to one another, and we're parts of that thing called Adam Rishon. All of our work is to go back to feeling this state, living it. This lesson is the beginning of a new state that really symbolizes a new degree of connection, a state called Rosh Hashanah. Now there's a general awakening. We have to ride the wave and increase the connection between us. First, to really reach a degree where we'll feel that all of us are parts of Adam Rishon.
Dave.
We don't have any direction to develop towards if not the connection between us. And now too, when we're preparing for the lesson and speaking between us, we'll try more and more to get in there between the friends, think of the connection between us, what we want from this lesson, what we want from this connection. Then to that extent, we'll have a request and we'll be able to be part of that Adam. We'll be able to build it together in this lesson together. Koka.
Yeah. We'll rise in the degrees of man in this lesson, and in general, the more we want to be a Kli, the more we want to be like the Creator, to really allow Him to become revealed in our connection. Correspondingly, we're going in, building this new degree, and let's continue with our prayer.
We will continue our prayer in such a way that will include inside it all the friends and all of reality. And we're really connected between us in the ten, and we need even more and more to press on that connection. And from there, just like circles to go and increase them more and more, our prayer and our forces that it will include more and more parts in reality, and our goal will be to include all of reality. But for now, we're working strong in the tent. That's the place where we're investing all our energy of connection. Itzik.
Саша, микрофон включи. Гитару не слышно, ты выключил микрофон.
У меня микрофон включен, ага. Когда на бархат небо свода ночь разбросает жемчуг звезд, придем в любое время года. Сквозь ветер, снегопад и дождь столы для трапезы накроем, любовь в бокалы разольем, сердца в объятиях успокоим, пред небом встанем и споем о том, что нам с тобой даровано. Святая тайна бытия, невеста светом коронована, и мы с тобой ее друзья. И не погаснет пламя духа поющих стражникам зари. Горят светильники великие учителей святой любви. Столы для трапезы накрыты, любовь в бокалы разлита, сердца объятиям открыты, и песня наполнила уста о том, что нам с тобой даровано. Святая тайна бытия, невеста светом коронована, и мы с тобой, друзья.
Здравствуйте, дорогие товарищи, дорогие мировой кли.
Hello, dear friends. Dear world kli. Hello, dear Rav.
Congress.
We have a wonderful day today, a congress, a new year. What can I speak about? The truth is, I just have a wave of gratitude. A wave of gratitude to the Creator. Well, I know that, well, somehow I thought I didn't know Him. But when I discovered that the Creator is my friends, here, they're on the screen in front of you. So, you know, that when I came to the wisdom of Kabbalah, I was angry at the whole world, just full of anger. And from then, everything changed. It changed because, first of all, I thank the Creator for our great Rav, our shepherd, that our leader that takes us like children and is leading us to the light. And every lesson, this light is coming to us more and more. And in the end, this light has showed me that the Creator is my friends. And then my attitude towards Him has changed. Instead of being mad at them, suddenly I started justifying them. I started playing with them. I started listening to them. And how can I not do it? Because it's the Creator in front of me. I don't know what could give him more pleasure than seeing him and my friends? I'm sorry, friends. I'm just very concerned that before all of you, but I'll say again, I'm just in thankful and gratitude to the Creator for our huge beloved Rav. And for our huge friends, I want to thank the Creator that He has been revealed to me through the faces of my beautiful friends. I'm inviting all of you to Tbilisi to know the Creator with my friends. I'm passing it onward.
Дорогой Рав, любимые братья, я сейчас как никогда раньше.
Dear Rav, dear brothers, like never before, I feel now that we're all interconnected and one network. Feel each one of you as a part of my soul and myself as a part of yours. Just think, from above, we received an opportunity to find each other in this world, and every day we can feel this interdependence, see each other, interact. I am sure that Kabbalists of all times have dreamt about this, and that they're envious and that they're happy for us. Simply, we're so different from Africa to Australia to Japan to China to South America, and we're all nonetheless interconnected in one network under one force. It's a tremendous force, and we can truly change the world for the better lately. I felt that, really, neither Rav nor the great Kabbalists of the past, not even the Creator, but actually you, give me the strength every day to come to the lesson, every day to participate in dissemination and to be responsible for all of humanity. And you're the ones that save me from the swamp of my ego. I simply can't appreciate enough what you're doing for me. I simply know that this is the most important thing, that you're the most important parts in the world for me. And even though that the Creator is hidden, He's concealed, but you're open to me. You're revealed to me. You give me the opportunity to think and care for you. And in this virtual home of ours, you truly became so close and dear to me. Everyone's equal in my eyes. I don't even know in what kind of spiritual connection we exist, but each of you is something special and unique. And I wish for none of the friends to become despaired in our path, and that we will be able to swim under the guidance of our teacher in our common boat to the goal. And now is the time to leave all doubts, eruptions of ego, and to ask the Creator together for Him to give us the right connection and change our nature. And a question for a silent workshop. Let's connect as one man in one heart and thank the Creator for giving us the opportunity to realize everything that the Kabbalists wrote about.